On June 1st, restrictions on use and sales of lawn or landscape fertilizers containing nitrogen will begin, and those will continue through September 30th, our summer rainy season.
Those are going into effect in Pinellas County, Manatee County, and the city of Tampa. Are there differences between those three jurisdictions, and what kinds of restrictions would there be?
Yes. There are slight differences. Pinellas and Tampa have very, very similar, almost identical ordinances, and their ordinances restrict both the use of those fertilizers and the sales of those fertilizers containing nitrogen. So if you go to a local garden center starting Saturday, anywhere in Pinellas or anywhere within the incorporated city limits of Tampa, you would not be able to buy a lawn or landscape fertilizer with nitrogen in it, with a few exceptions, for instance, vegetable fertilizer. In Manatee County, there are no sales restrictions. There are only use restrictions. So you can't actually use fertilizers containing nitrogen on your lawn or landscape in Manatee County.
Why would these municipalities limit nitrogen fertilizers during the summertime?
The summertime is when we get most of our rain in Florida. I mean, all of us who live here know that. We're already, I think, starting to see some of our summer afternoon rainy patterns setting in. And when we get those rains almost daily in the summertime, it can wash all the fertilizer granules right off your yard and into the nearest waterway, whether it's a stormwater pond or a lake or the Hillsborough River or Tampa Bay or the Gulf of Mexico. And when too much nitrogen goes into waterways, it causes those really nasty-looking algae blooms that none of us like to see, and that can also lead to a drastic reduction in oxygen levels in the water and even really bad things like fish kills.
Have you seen any effects of these nitrogen bans?
Well, we are monitoring that now, and typically when you put a regulation into effect, you won't see an immediate response. We may have some answers within the next year or two. I do know that we have not had any major algae blooms in the bay over the last 2 years, and that's good. That's anecdotal evidence, but clearly, you know, something is going right in Tampa Bay. Our water quality is definitely meeting all the targets, and we haven't seen those big algae blooms that we saw a few summers ago in the last 2 summers.
We're speaking with Nanette O'Hara, Public Outreach Coordinator with the Tampa Bay Estuary Program. Are there alternatives to fertilizing, or are there alternatives to having lawns?
Yes, there are alternatives to both of those, and I'm glad you asked. If you have a yard, a lawn, and you're concerned about it making it through the summer, one thing that you can apply is iron, which is exempt. You can buy iron beginning Saturday or any time during the summer, and you can apply that on your lawn, and that will actually keep your lawn green, but it won't encourage growth. So the good thing about it is you have a green lawn, but you don't have to mow as often because it won't promote that growth. And another solution, a really great long-term solution that is good for our entire area and our environment, is to reduce or eliminate the amount of turf grass you have in your lawn. If you need grass for a play area for your children or for your dogs, then, you know, definitely that's a reason to have it. If you don't need grass, you can consider replacing your grass with something that doesn't require a lot of water, doesn't require fertilizer, doesn't require a lot of pesticides. And there are many, many beautiful ground covers, native plants and non-native but Florida-adapted plants that you can use instead of grass. And that not only reduces the resources that are required to maintain your landscape, it'll save you time and sweat equity because you won't have to put as much work into your yard, and it will definitely boost the diversity of your yard. For instance, if you like butterflies, you can create a beautiful butterfly garden to attract butterflies and other pollinators. If you like birds, you can plant trees and shrubs that birds like that provide berries or other food for birds. So you can add a whole lot of diversity and interest to your landscape in other ways besides grass.
And finally, Manatee County, Pinellas County, and the City of Tampa have enacted these fertilizer ordinances. Is there anything else that could be done to help reduce the amount of nitrogen in Tampa Bay?
Yes. Currently, stormwater in general is the biggest source of nitrogen to Tampa Bay, but fertilizer is certainly not the only component of stormwater runoff. Simple things like picking up after your dog, you know, pet waste is a source of nutrients. Driving more fuel-efficient cars or driving less is a great solution because air pollution definitely has an effect on water quality. And what goes up must come down, and those nitrogen oxides that are coming out of our cars and our boats and our lawnmowers and trucks, a lot of that winds up in Tampa Bay too. So there are lots of things we can do in areas of our everyday life that will help to reduce the amount of nitrogen in Tampa Bay. And nitrogen is our number one pollutant in the Bay.